A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Why does it always end up like this? To my right, Scott Mitchell.
It's just it always
has to be like that. So,
yes. I am always right.
If you hear us tonight, we sound a little bit different. It's because we're on remote. We're out at the Megaplex here at the Gateway. Re-grand opening. Of course, they also have a lot of movies. It's all pumping. It's all back to feeling like normal. And you can come right down to the Gateway and check out. Even the Megaplex Theaters, of course, 007 coming out. And this is a big deal. It's all part of the tour de fans. We're kicking things off, though, first. I told Scott, it's a big weekend for BYU football. It's a giant weekend for BYU football. But I want to reserve this very first segment at 7:05 to talk about your Utah Utes, Scott, in that massive game against USC this weekend. That's where we're going to start things off. It's the 7:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Look, Alex, Utah's on a massive win streak. Okay, they've won one in a
Will
row.
Will you stop it?
All right, things
no,
are looking
I'm
up.
I'm happy for you guys. Look, you guys are undefeated in the Pac-12. How many teams are undefeated in the Pac-12 currently?
There are three, and I don't believe that you're happy. I think it has. It's an ulterior motive,
buddy. You know that I cheer for the Utes. Guess what? Next week, BYU's at Baylor. I'm staying here in town. I'm going to the Utah game that night versus Arizona State.
So am I.
You are. You get in for free. Hey, listen. We got a lot to talk about. The cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. As the Utes head to USC, Scott, this game has suddenly not just become – it feels a little bit not just like, hey, you got to beat USC if you're going to win the South and possibly win the Pac-12. Things have now gotten to the point where it's like, hey, man, I think to rejuvenate this program, to make – this year feel like, right now, with the passing of Aaron Lowe, with Ty Jordan's passing last year, with a start that they've had so far, I think that people do. They look at Utah and go, what is this team about? And a win down at USC would be massive for them. And if they're going to do it this year, USC is not the USC we've seen in the past. Why not steal it this year from the Trojans?
Well, I think if you watch Oregon State, you watch Stanford, you realize – they beat USC at home, and it makes you realize, look, they can be had at home. I mean, this USC team is so scary, so talented. You just scratch your head. How are they not playing so much better? And, you know, a lot of it is when you rely on athletic ability and talent, sometimes maybe you make mistakes. Sometimes you're not in the right position. There's all that stuff going on. And I think that's some of the issue with USC. Whereas Utah, typically, they do the right things. They're in the right spots. They play really good football, sound football. They play tough. They play hard. But here's the thing that's, I think, the most fascinating part about this whole rival matchup. Sorry about the rivalry thing.
No, it's all good.
The whole matchup is these two programs are in a significant state of flux, right? They got some massive off-the-field things happening, and it's almost one of those who can deal with and who can manage the uncertainty better. USC, no matter what they do this year, they're going to have issues. They're going to have issues because their coach is not going to be there at the end of the year. It's not they're not playing for anything.
Oh, you don't think that the interim tag is going to turn into a full-time head coaching
deal?
It's
already been very clear from the get-go.
They're like, this is you are temporary, buddy.
You are very temporary.
And the staff that you're working around, they're probably temporary too. So sorry.
And so everyone is like, there's nothing to play for. There really isn't anything to play for any of these players. And you always need kind of this rallying point. You need this focus. You know, we got to turn it around. Whereas Utah has had, you know, you don't want to wish anything that's happened to Utah football past, you know, half of a year.
But see, Utah doesn't feel dysfunctional like USC feels dysfunctional.
No. Right.
So that's the good part where you look and you go, look, Utah might be in a bad spot. In fans' minds, Utah feels like they're in a weird spot, but USC's dysfunctional bad.
It's one of those games where these two programs, where they're in these tough situations, it could be that hinge point, that pivot to a whole new direction, a whole new season. Like if Utah beats USC at USC, it could be just a downward spiral for USC, and it could be a massive springboard. I mean, Utah wins this game at USC, and they are in such a driver's position to win the South.
I look at this and I go, okay, they've lost these two games against Stanford and against Oregon State. Mind-boggling losses, too, because they're at home. Obviously, after the loss to Stanford, that ended up being the catalyst to boot Clay Helton. So now you've got this interim coach who they go in and they go, we're excited. Hey, man, you're fighting for, you know, whether or not he's staying at USC, not as a head coach, but as, you know, some version of the staff or whatever, fine. But now it's turned – then they lose to Oregon State in an embarrassing fashion because they haven't lost to Oregon State in 60-plus years. And then you have this thing where they go, okay, look, we've lost home games. We've lost at night in these home games. And we're playing not as late as we played these other ones, but this Utah game, and this one they know, Utah already smells blood in the water on USC. This is absolutely a losable game for USC as much as it is a winnable game for Utah. And you keep harping on the fact that this is it all comes down to if USC starts slow at all, they will absolutely be in their own heads, and they will just absolutely blow up.
Look, if you're USC and you're changing up your routine because you had two home losses, Utah's already won the game.
Right.
Like you've already won the game. I mean, it's like it's not even – you're USC. Don't change your routine for anything. This is the Coliseum. This is the men of Troy. You know, you do not change. And they're – we don't know what to do now. We've lost a couple home games. And it's like that should tell you exactly where USC is, and they are absolutely ripe for the picking.
We're excited because it's a full weekend of college football, and Scott's going to be headed to L.A. this weekend to watch that game at the Coliseum. BYU's taking on Boise State down at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and we're excited about that. Speaking of BYU, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Matt Biamonte, going to join us here in just a couple of moments. We're going to chat BYU. We're going to chat that Boise State game and what scares the absolute dickens out of BYU fans with this game. We'll come back, talk to Matt Biamonte about it. He always gives us the straight answers. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled. So, tour de fans, we're at the Megaplex right here at the Gateway. Megaplex luxury like you've never seen. Come down, take a look. Catch 007. You can enter to win BYU tickets as well while you're here. We'll be right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Matt Biamonte next.
There's a reason.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.